Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet upon the Savior, and thy soul is secure.
Where it leads our path,
it leads our path.
Where it leads our
path, follow the way,
yes, the way.
Opportunity to come and hear from the Lord. We pray that each one benefits by being here. Help us along the way. Forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's hard for me to break pattern, so
yeah.
We'll just go ahead. Let's turn to number 283.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain.
Take his bread, represents the body of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we take this cup, food, wine, represents our body, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Back a little bit with prophets to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have 12 present this morning. Today is March 22nd, 2020, for taping purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our song books at number 690. 690 will be the song of invitation after our lesson. And then once you've marked that, let's go to number 107. 107. I travel down a lonely road and no one seems to care. The burden on my weary back had bound me to despair. I oft complained to Jesus how folks were treating me, and then I heard him say so tenderly, my feet were are the words he just
there would be no one else to come off the family line of Judah that would sit in the king's seat and rule here on earth with any kind of prosperity. This was the last one that would do that. And he didn't do it because of prosperity. He did this because he had so sinned against God and rejected the ways of God. Coniah became a man who was written off as childless. Whether he had any children at all or not, the context of this is that any man would come and rule and prosper upon that throne would be impossible. God would see to it that no one would ever come and do that. When you get to the New Testament of the Bible, you read regarding Jesus Christ coming from the line of David through the tribe of Judah, and Jesus would have come through Jeconiah's seed. He was forbidden to rule here on earth in a kingship here on earth. So how then does Jesus say, I am King of kings and Lord of lords? How does Jesus rule as king over our lives? There was a spiritual meaning that was coming. And God intended that no physical kingship in Judah would continue on. His son would come, and his son would be a part of the kingdom that he would set up. And that kingdom would be a spiritual rule kingdom. Jesus would talk about that spirit in worship in John 4 at 23 and 24. My Father, he says, is a spirit and commands those and seeks out those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And then he says, for God is a spirit and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's spiritual. And as we come together, you've heard old preachers say it through the years, that if our prayers get no higher than the ceiling because we don't have our heart involved in it, our songs get no further than can be heard outside the doors because we don't have a heart in it. But if we've got our heart involved in these songs and our heart involved in these prayers and our heart involved in the bread and the fruit of the vine, we reach all the way to glory. Jesus is with us. And where two or three are gathered together in my name, in Matthew 18, very plainly he says, I am there in the midst of them. Jesus is here, I trust, today in the midst of all of us. He is worshiped from our heart, inside our being. We praise him. And the circumstances of life that we have to face, I think we ought to concern ourselves with obedience to God today, just like in the days of Jeremiah and the days of Ezekiel, the people were to obey God and follow his will today. What did Jesus say about a time that is like this time? Well, in John 16 at 33, I'll begin that passage again with you. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. The idea of tribulation is a meaning of sorrow and challenge and all circumstances that are sad. And he says here, in this world ye shall have tribulation, sorrow, and sadness. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. Jesus said, you think of me when you face those circumstances of life that are so unexplainable that you're saddened by them and sorrowed by them and you're in tribulation because of them. Maybe even temptations would be a choice that we might make in that time to profane God or to profane his way. And that's not to be done. We are to do what? Joy. Have joy in our hearts. When we talk about this, he's talking about a way that spiritually speaking we look at things. Instead of looking at things and the sadness of things, We look at things from the spiritual side. And Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for he's our leader, I have overcome the world. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, we're told to follow the example of Jesus Christ. And it goes on to tell us there in that passage of context, 1 Peter 2, 21 and following, that Jesus, when he was reviled, reviled not against others. When he was slandered, did not slander back in reply, but committed himself unto God the Father, who judges all things righteously. What does his Heavenly Father make judgment on? The right things. That's when our worship is from our heart to God. He recognizes that. He appreciates that. He is in the midst of us when we do that. Now, when we get ourselves off and back, and sometimes we'll do it in spite of everything, we'll get concentrating about what's around our shoes, our laces untied, we get the thoughts, and it takes our thoughts completely away from the prayer being said, from the song being sung, from the words of that being said at the Lord's table. It takes our minds all away from that, and we have to grip ourselves and grab ourselves and say, wait a minute, this is not to me, this is not what I'm supposed to do. And does the Lord appreciate that? Oh, mightily he appreciates that. For we have gripped ourselves and come back to God and realize that our worship is a spiritual worship to him. That's the praise that we give to him. That's what he said to do. Now, if we are disobedient to him in our day and time, do not take joy in spite of the tribulation that is faced. Do not commit ourselves unto God with that way. And one more passage. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 6, we find that we are to be people who do not find ourselves anxious as we go through life. Anxiety to rule our lives. But we're to be ever more thankful to God. Thankful that he's not affected by these particular things, that he's stronger than these particular things, and there will be an answer someday to come for these things. So let's trust God that there will be an answer found and a way to do it. And until that time, instead of going that direction in life, we'll be people who find ourselves following God's will and God's way. And he says there in Philippians 3, but be a person of prayer and supplication. Make your request known unto God. So in times like that, instead of getting caught up in them and being anxious about them, have prayer to God. And supplication, our request to God. If we get a time of sickness and illness around us, we'll have a time of supplication, asking God's assistance and help with us to overcome this, these medicines to work and do good for us. And this will be a right thing for us to do, for prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that your request be known unto God. We give our thanks to God for listening to us and being able to listen to it. Back in Isaiah chapter 40, the statements in the passage of Isaiah 40 leading up to waiting upon the Lord in verse 30 is the idea our God cannot be tired or wearied or worn down by the circumstances that he sees here on earth. He cannot be wearied by it. And here in Philippians 3, he tells us very plainly, do not be ruled by anxiety, but in everything by your prayers and your supplications, let your requests be known unto God. God's blessing will be with us. Back several years ago, 2016, February the 22nd, Sister Avis Corley Porter is a poet. She's a member of the church there, Pine Bluff Church of Christ there in the Takapoka community. She wrote this poem. I was over there in the gospel meeting at the time. She handed it to me and said, here, this is something that I believe you have preached about. And I have. And it happened to be right here in my Bible, right here, this text of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And so I'm going to read it to you. Why was I born? There must be a reason. To do God's work, it knows no season. For unto us God has given the task to take his will to others. What more could we ask? God has given us his word, so we'll know what to do. It was given for me. It was given for you. Indeed, this is a great poem, a great way, and I'll print it in the bulletin next week as we go along here, because she had the idea in mind. Why was I born? There must be a reason to do God's work. It knows no season. That is true. God bless you all in this regard. And let's not be as the people were back here who found themselves rejecting God's will and God's way. They would not repent. They could not find themselves sorrowed about it. They would not do this. And the prophet told them that God would take care of the situation. They would never be with him as a result of their sins. Let's be people then who follow God's way and God's will as we do. As this song today, as we sing a verse or two of this song today, if you didn't want to subject to Jesus' invitation, I might shake your hands that you come up today because of the circumstances we're facing. But I will bump the elbow as we go up with a sleeve. God bless you all. But let's sing, stand together and sing a verse or two.
Careless soul, why will you linger on a green ground of the fold of God? Hear ye not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life.
To us, take the little containers that you have there and put them in the trash bin out in the bathrooms as you leave out. But if not, I will with glove hand will come and pick them up, put them in a trash can from the back, okay? But God bless you, everyone. Thank you for being here today. It's an unusual time that we face, but we're facing it together and we're facing it with the Lord, that's for sure.
Let's turn to number 25. Number 25, and after this song, Brother Robert will have our closing prayer.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I can. Not afraid, anywhere, fear I
Father, we thank you for our time of worship together today and our time of individual praise from our heart to thee in the songs sung and the prayers that have been said and the Lord's Supper has been recognized. We thank you for Jesus offering himself and carrying our sins in his body upon the cross and for the hope that we have. Help us, Father, during this time of uncertainty around us, for this virus situation to be conquered and found out an answer to. Help us as we care about this way to avoid these particular things, to not be looked at as odd, but be looked at as thoughtful people as we go about our daily walk of life. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
Amen.